Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Whether you're drinking it, swimming in it, or making a living with crops that depend on it, water quality is a big deal. As part of a larger project aimed at reducing the yearly dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, the University of Louisiana at Monroe Toxicology Department is working with the Louisiana Department of Agriculture to improve water quality by managing fertilizer and sediment runoff from farmland. Joining me now to talk about the research are Mike Adcock, Watershed Coordinator for Northeast Delta Resource Conservation and Development, Dr. Kevin Baer, Head of Toxicology at ULM, and Doctoral Student in Pharmacology, Matt McCool. Mike Adcock, tell us a little bit about how this grant got started to be looking at managing fertilizer and sediment runoff within a couple of these very large drainage basins.
Yeah. In 2009, the U.S. Department of Agriculture came up with a new initiative addressing the improvement of water quality and the overall health of the Mississippi River Basin, and also to address the zone of hypoxia in the Gulf of Mexico. Ultimate goal was to reduce sediment nutrient runoffs and tributaries that are running off of the Mississippi River. USDA agreed to provide $320 million over the next 4 years, spread out over the 12 states that adjoin the Mississippi River and the main tributaries. They've sent proposals out requesting funding to state agencies and universities and nonprofits and conservation groups. And we applied for funding in one of the watersheds in North Louisiana, and we received around $750,000.
And so when you were working on that, you immediately thought of the toxicology department here, and I imagine you and Dr. Baer have a good relationship already.
We have a long relationship here. We've partnered with Dr. Baer and his staff on several water quality monitoring projects. And one component of this Mississippi River Basin Initiative is performance-based, meaning that the landowners are going to implement conservation practices, but we have to monitor to make sure that they're working. And that's where ULM and Dr. Baer and his staff came in. They brought the technical expertise as far as the equipment, the monitoring equipment that was required, and also the analysis of the data that we collected.
Kevin Baer, what sorts of things are you monitoring for in this project?
A lot of the things that are important to the farmer: fertilizer runoff, actual solid runoff, which is basically dirt. So we do a lot of monitoring for nitrates and phosphates, ammonia, total solids, you know, those types of things that can contribute to a decline in water quality. You know, the fertilizers and water will support plant growth, and that is not necessarily beneficial to the environment. You know, you get excess algae growth. That can then cause a condition called eutrophication. Basically means you have an algal bloom, and the algae will grow to such an extent that they will degrade the water quality. If we can avoid a trap, have conservation systems in place for the farmer to reduce this the runoff, the fertilizer runoff, the soil runoff, then that will help the farmer to maintain agricultural productivity and also improve water quality around this area.
So what are the sorts of things that farmers can do to negate some of that?
There are several conservation practices that's been approved, conservation tillage, nutrient management, and other practices that farmers can actually implement on the land that will reduce the amount of sediment and nutrients that are getting into our water bodies.
In layman's terms, what kinds of things practical?
Planting grass filter strips around the edge of the fields, where the water runs off of the fields. It'll run through these grass filters and trap the sediment. And usually the nutrients are attached to the sediment. So if you can stop the sediment, normally you can stop the nutrients that are leaving the field also.
So I know the first part of this is collecting a lot of the data. Matt McCool, you're doing a lot of the field work. What have you been finding so far? Have you had a chance to look at any of those results?
Another grad student and I, we're actually the boots on the ground. So we're the ones actually going out, doing the sampling and a lot of this this work. It's interesting because since this is a drinking water source, having the public being involved in this is actually very important. Going out, taking the samples, getting the data analysis on those. A lot of these places we're finding really low dissolved oxygen, especially during the summer. Typically when the water heats up, it holds less oxygen, so that's definitely a problem in the bayou. Some other things that we're seeing, high turbidity, a lot of the clarity of the water. A lot of those types of things are very common in Bayou Desired.
When you're looking at monitoring both the sediment and fertilizer, other chemicals that are coming out in that water, what are some of the effects that that can have?
Well, a lot of the things that you can see, like Dr. Baer mentioned, eutrophication, fish kills are common during the summer because of low dissolved oxygen.
Are there chemicals that contribute to that besides the high temperatures?
Sure. I mean, it depends. But the thing with bite is year, there aren't any point sources. It's all non-point source pollution. A lot of the things that fertilizers that people put on their lawns, golf courses, and pesticides, those kinds of things.
Point source would be somebody
like a pipe. If there was a pipe leading from a home or a business, that would be a point source. A non-point source is going to be surrounding areas like big strip of grass after rains, and that runs into the bayou. That would be a non-point source.
Dr. Kevin Baer, explain some of the importance of why the awareness of dealing with this is such a big issue around here.
Well, as Matt mentioned, Bayou des Sires is a drinking water source. There's a lot of storm drains that are adjacent to Bayou des Sires. You know, the storm drains obviously are going to capture a runoff from parking lots, from agricultural areas, from, you name it. You know, when it rains across the landscape, the water's going to go somewhere. And a lot of people think that, well, the water that goes down a storm drain will go to some type of treatment facility, maybe the sewage treatment facility. Well, around this area, the runoff goes directly into the bayou. And so you can imagine all of the contaminants that may be present in a parking lot. You know, your car may leak oil, antifreeze. There may be bacterial contamination of pets and wildlife. There may be faulty sewer septic systems that filtrate into the bayou. All of these things will degrade water quality. And so it's so very important, if you change your oil, to dispose of that oil properly and not discharge that down a storm drain. A lot of this is education. As Matt mentioned, the graduate students mark the storm drains. Just a simple way to educate the public that don't dump. These contaminants go directly to the bayou, which is a primary and secondary recreation area plus a drinking water source.
So how can all of these efforts work to improve not only drinking water quality, but then even down the road, public health? It's a public health issue.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, if we can identify some of the part of the grant in Bayou des Sires is to identify areas of contaminant runoff. And we're looking at waste streams, ditches that receive runoff. And if we can identify hot spots, then we can go in and improve or reduce these hot spots.
The same thing kind of goes for the larger protection areas, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's all tied in. The Mississippi Basin, River Basin Initiative, ultimately, the end product that we want to protect is the Gulf of Mexico with the hypoxia, the dead zone area, as Mike mentioned. So it's all related. A ditch coming from your home, you may think that, it's not very significant. All of these ditches, smaller bayous, tributaries, eventually go to larger water systems and then, you know, ultimately to the Gulf of Mexico. That's why we have Mike as a watershed coordinator to look at the region and the big picture. And we help to identify at a local level the problems.
Dr. Kevin Baer is the head of toxicology and the waste management professor of toxicology. Mike Edcock is the watershed coordinator for the Northeast Delta Resource Conservation and Development. And Matt McCool is a PhD candidate in pharmacology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Gentlemen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.